For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. It's Election Day in Shelby County as voters take to the polls for the Shelby County general election and the state and federal primaries. The lengthy ballot includes candidates for Congress, governor, state lawmakers, county mayor, and sheriff, and various judgeships. Polls are open today until 7 p.m. More than 90,000 people voted early. According to the Shelby County Election Commission, the highest turnout since the congressional midterms of 2010, Election Administrator Linda Phillips said the voting numbers are part of an upward trend driven by an interest in the candidates and the splitting of Memphis and Shelby County into three different congressional districts. And Governor Bill Lee is finally weighing in on the Republican primary for the newly created 5th District, which includes the western half of Memphis. He's endorsing State Agricultural Commissioner Charlie Hatcher over incumbent Andy Ogles, who garnered early support from President Trump. Polling shows the two Republicans neck and neck as Democrats choose from 5 candidates, 4 from the Memphis area and 1 from Columbia in Middle Tennessee. The Peabody Hotel has announced the launch of a new luxury hotel within a hotel. Noah McLean of the Daily Memphian says the Pembroke Club will be a 33-room boutique hotel focused on highly personalized service, elevated culinary offerings, and in-room amenities.
Located on the Peabody's 12th floor, the Pembroke Club will have its own full-service team, restricted access, and a private dining and lounge area. Rooms, which range from $675 a night for queen to upward of $750 a night for executive level, include dedicated 24/7 concierge service. The Pembroke Club will soft launch on Friday with most of the offered amenities available. The rest will be added on a rolling basis. The boutique hotel's grand opening will be in September, although the exact date has not yet been decided. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Noah McLean.
Memphis barbecue legend Jim Neely has sold his famed restaurant, Interstate Barbecue, on 3rd Street, a local food landmark since 1979. Though his nephews continue to run other Neely spin-off restaurants, the 88-year-old Jim said it was time to sell the original. Though in interviews he says it's not retirement, he's still working under the new management. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.